John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Classic Rock, Man About Town, music reporter and stuff like that there. Sal Cerenzioni is on the phone. He was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday night for all of the inductions. What was it like, Sal?
It was a good one. You know, it was a long show as usual, John. The Rock Hall usually averages anywhere from 4 to 5 hours, and this one was no different, a 4.5 hour affair. This was the 33rd annual one in Cleveland for the fifth time, usually held in New York, as a lot of people, I think, know. But it's going to be going back to Cleveland every other year now, and it was good. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year welcomed in Bon Jovi, who they've always felt should have been, or John at least felt it should have happened years ago. Dire Straits went in, but, you know, Mark Knopfler was not there, and so the band did not perform. And as a result, there was nobody to induct Dire Straits. Usually there's somebody who speaks on behalf of the artist.
I don't get that. I mean, like, why, just because they weren't going to perform, there wasn't somebody who wanted to say something?
They did have some people who wanted to say something, but since Mark wasn't there, it's like, well, why would I want to, you know, be there? It's Mark. You know, he's right. Dire Straits in a lot of people's mind. They did have Keith Urban lined up. He was actually going to cancel a performance in Las Vegas. Robbie Robertson was going to step in to do it. So John Ilsley, the bass player, who was in the entire run of Dire Straits along with Mark Knopfler, he then, in turn, inducted the band and then accepted on his behalf.
As a matter of fact, I have audio of that. So we'll get to that momentarily. How are the Moody Blues?
The Moody Blues were great. They closed the show, but then again, you know, that's one of the things. You know, here they are sitting in this crowd for 4 hours before they even get their chance to go up there and deliver their speech. And by that point, they're, you know, punch drunk. I don't, you know, and, you know, they're tired and whatever. But they got through their speeches and they delivered a 4-song set that actually got the stodgy industry crowd on its feet, which was nice to see.
And Rick Ocasek with the Cars?
Yeah, you know, Rick is 74 years old.
Wow!
Yeah, I know. I looked it up last night. But, yeah, they were good. You know, the Cars are the Cars. Their songs are great. They've never been known for being energetic performers. And that was, you know, that was not the case on Saturday. I mean, that was the case. You know, no energy again. But the songs came over well. And I think with heavy hearts, because Benjamin Orr, as you know, passed away back in 2000 from pancreatic cancer. And so, and Cleveland was his hometown.
Now, if there was a high point in the evening for you, what was it?
It certainly wasn't some of the lengthy speeches, that's for sure. John Bon Jovi. I timed it last night, John. John Bon Jovi spoke for 20 minutes.
Oh.
The entire Bon Jovi segment, from the beginning of the video clips, through the induction speech, through every band accepting, through the performances, over 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
Over 1 hour of Bon Jovi.
And that's why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is never live.
It is never live, and it's always fun to see how they're going to get this edited down for broadcast.
Well, Sal, thank you so much for the update. And here is John Ilsley from Dire Straits talking about Mark Knopfler.
Not only a very generous man in himself, but a wonderfully unique guitar player. Gifted songwriter, and it was written an abundance of classic songs that have a universal appeal and I believe will stand the test of time. Mark gave this band its unique style and made it stand out from the crowd. So on both of our behalves, a big thank you to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for putting Dire Straits forward to be inducted. It is truly a great honor.